Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, Elliot. My name is Muna Ali. I'm the executive director for the Multicultural Association.
Okay, now we've got that out of the way. Let's talk about the play you were just in. Oh, it was amazing. So please tell everybody at home what the play is or the name of it, and like, let's get started, please, and thank you.
Thank you for coming to the play. Swap Rat Experience had a play in Fort McMurray in the month of June, and it happened that I was a part of that cast. The play name is Doubt. I had a good time. I had a lovely time, a good experience, and was a great time. And I'm glad I took the chance, and I became a part of it. So
So this is your first time doing any form of theater.
Yes.
This was a very tight cast. There was only four of you. So, like, you couldn't hide behind anything. The set was very minimalistic as well. Yeah. This was just acting at its hardest. And you killed it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for coming, for supporting, for doing the shout out that you did. It was really lovely to see you there.
Yeah.
You know what? I always say this. I always put myself in tight situation. I always challenge myself for growth, for experience, and for opportunities. Also, as you know, Canada is the land of opportunity. I'm here, I'm not letting any dream die. So when I was a child, I was an actor in school.
Okay.
So, and I was like in theater, and I was in musical theater and all that stuff. But since, you know, coming to Canada, learning everything, integrating, having family, career, work, all of that stuff, that dream kind of forgot about it.
Right.
So the opportunity presented itself. A co-worker came and said, hey, there is an audition. And I said, for what? So she told me the play called Doubt of Burrible. So I'm like, all right, I'll go audition. And bingo, I was the one who was selected. So,
yeah. For your audition, what does that look like?
So I went to the audition. The director was Steph Link. She was there, and a member of the cast was there. Stage manager was there. The executive director was there. I walked in. Never watched a movie, Elliot. Never heard of the story. Nothing. They hand me a paper to read and to act. So I was like,
So do they set the scene at least for you? Like,
They tell you to sit down because my part is actually sitting down for most of it. So they tell you to sit down and do the part. And it's a very emotional part.
Yeah.
So my part is I'm playing a mother, 1960s time, a black woman. That was not a good time. Thank God we're not there.
Yeah.
But the history is there, right? So we have to learn from that, and we have to evolve from that, and we have to teach our kids also, and you know, how it was, and where we're going with diversity and equalities.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we're working on,
Yeah, you guys, it was a time warp. It was very uncomfortable to be back there.
It was hard to be a black woman in 1960s.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it was something else. Like, I really did.
And
like
a mother in a Catholic school also, that was another tough thing, right? Especially for black people,
Yeah.
So it was nice that I got to present and I got to show up for my people. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it was very cool. Yeah. So now that you've done that once and you have seen what the process looks like and you know what it's, the work that is put in,
yeah.
Do you think you would do it again?
100%, I'll do it again. It was a big commitment.
Yeah.
With life and work and everything. Mm-hmm. But I love the part volunteering and giving back to the community, especially for the arts, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to take a chance and you have to do it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, the next big thing that we need to chat about is what's happening in the next few days for the Multicultural Association.
So, at the Multicultural Association, we do Canada Day parade and celebration. We have been doing that. We only paused during the COVID time. Last year they did it, and this year we're doing it. So, I wasn't here last year. I was on vacation, actually, so I missed Canada Day. So this year I'm here.
Yeah.
What we doing, we have a full plan at the Cayenne Park. Mm-hmm. It's going to start for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have honorable guest. We gonna have our mayor making pancake. We're gonna have our sponsors being there. Thank you to Syncrude and Suncor. Oh no, actually, can you edit that?
No.
No way.
No. So big oil and gas. I know it's confusing. Welcome to Fort McMurray. Right? There is still a Syncrude.
They're the same.
It's just owned by Suncor.
Exactly.
So
it always takes me off. But
yeah.
Thanks to our sponsor, Suncor and the municipality.
Yeah.
We're very proud to work with them, and they have been family oriented, community oriented. Mm-hmm. They supported Canada Day, and we're doing it with a little bit of spice.
Thank goodness.
We're doing Canada Day with multicultural pride, and we're doing the multicultural dances. And we have pancake and bonnet, and we're gonna have some topic, kind of topic.
I thought you were gonna put spice in the food.
No.
Let's bring some spice back.
The multicultural part of it is the spice.
Yeah, include everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's the multicultural part of it.
Yeah.
So. It's just that the time is hard. Politically, we're divided. We're looking for unity. Mm. We want people to celebrate Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice where you came from, but where you came from, they have their own independence. This is about Canada, and this is what Canada represents as a multicultural also.
Mm-hmm.
We're grateful for our freedom and our culture that we have here, and all that Fort McMurray showcase Fort McMurray in the best way that we could in Canada Day. So that's the goal.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be great, and thank you to our board of directors, and thank you to you, Elliot. Elliot is actually one of the board of directors with the Multicultural Association.
Yeah.
And you do a lot for the Multicultural Association. I appreciate you.
I wish I could do more, and I will continue to do more.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I appreciate my staff.
Oh, yeah.
My staff work hard and planning each event that we do in the community.
Yeah.
So I am grateful for them. We wouldn't do what we do without them.
Yeah.
And I'm forever grateful for the work they do in the community here. Yeah.
And now there's one gentleman that I want to chat about, because I just went to one of his graduations here. Is Jay Falcone.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about Jay and his potential, like the upcoming financial course that he puts on.
Yeah.
It's a staple in the multiculturals kind of back pocket.
100%. So Jay Falcone is being a volunteer with the Multicultural Association for over 10 years.
Yeah.
Think of that for a second. 10 years he's been doing financial literacy. He have done conference, he have done classes, and he have level 1 and level 2. So we wrapped up his last sessions were in April.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a second one now. Registration is open. It's going to be the beginning of the fall, so somewhere between September and October. We want people to sign up, and it's a great program for people to learn about finance, banking, investment, mortgage, anything you think about it, and financing in Canada and the system that is so hard. This program is the best one for youth. It's great if you want to set up your youth to have foundation when it comes to money,
yeah,
and finance and budgeting and all that stuff. So we're grateful for Jay Falcone. What he does is an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And the way he teaches the program, he makes it simple for newcomers. He makes it easy language. You know, finance is a very terrifying world.
Yeah.
But the way Jay breaks it down and the way he explains it, it's so simple for everybody to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Level 2 is a little bit challenging, but it's a great program also.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's wild.
Yes, it's amazing. Yeah.
I wanted to follow up with another one, but unfortunately Tanner has tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. Now, before I cut you loose, as you know, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I want to invite Fort McMurray and Wood Buffalo to the Multicultural Association Canada Day Parade and Canada Day Pancake and Panic Breakfast at the Cayenne Park. It start from 8 o'clock, we're gonna be there. We have our grill on. Show up with the kids, bring the kids as much as you can, bring the whole family. We're gonna have drinks, you name it. It's gonna be a fun event, and we're gonna have music, dances from different cultures they're gonna present. So come up and we'll see you there, Fort McMurray.
There we go, awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.